it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
One more topic here we'll touch on for a few moments because everybody's still talking about it because it'll never go away. The Duggars.
Oh.
Goodness. If you haven't caught up on this, be sure to look back in our video series, audio series. There's a lot. You can learn all about what's going on here with the drama. You can also learn what's going on. Really, as far as the building blocks of the Duggars, we got an interesting series out there. On the IBLP, which is the religion that they describe or subscribe to, or Jim Bob, you know, Michelle do, and they raise their kids around. About that, about everything. If you really want to dive deep and understand those blocks, they are there.
And we had Cousin Amy on too.
Yes,
made it
yes,
better.
Yes. And Amy, we talked to Amy the other week. You can watch that. It's all there.
She's
it
awesome.
Is. It is so. It's a soap opera from hell. But it's, yes, you just can't stop watching. Anyway, your thoughts in the comment section. We're talking about Joseph and Kendra Duggar. Those are the latest folks to be having a spotlight shown on them for not the greatest reasons. Kendra, still married to Joseph, still with the Duggars, still within the fold of the Jim Bob Michelle camp, if you will, from everything that we can see on the outside, despite having her children taken from her, lost custody, despite him having these horrific charges against him. And again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, it certainly created a hiccup in their world. The question that everyone has, why doesn't Kendra care about or believe her own family members? Because, yes, she's not speaking allegedly with her own family. They've had to go out of state, find new housing, and through there's a lot here. But she's basically, from what we understand, estranged from her actual family, her parents, her siblings, where the victim is here, and is in the Duggar camp. How can she stand by her husband after everything the family went through with Josh and the allegations against her husband involving her very own close family member? How is she there? How is she staying? How is she sticking around? What sort of things are basically, you know, turning in her mind to make her think this is the best option for her? Robin, what are your thoughts?
I think it just keeps coming down to love bombing and fear.
Yeah.
When you are, so say, again, do your own little thought experiment here as we're listening and paying attention, is that say you have a family that you didn't necessarily get along with, that judges you. Again, this isn't saying that there's right or wrong, or, I mean, it's typical that you have, you know, you don't get along with family sometimes. And if you have a family that you're not getting along with, they don't agree with your decisions. I'm not saying this is what happened here in this situation, but this is more of an overarch of how these things typically happen. So you're not getting the brain rewards of the dopamine, the validation, the endorphins, the serotonin, all the brain chemicals firing with your own family. And then you meet the love bombs. You meet 19 love bombs coming in at you, saying you're the best and all these things. They offer you the IBLP, the Institute of
Basic Life Principles.
Basic Life Principles that give you foundation. They make you feel safe, secure, and cared for. And then they put you under that umbrella. And then you start learning about how living outside that umbrella is fearful. And Jim Bob at the top, they'll take care of us all. You'll have a car. You'll have family. You'll have lots of family.
Love bombing
come from that. For yes, attorney. You'll have your own non-disclosure agreements for everything in your life.
Yay!
Because they fall out of his ass like change.
Who doesn't want a non-disclosure?
It's so when you fall under that umbrella, and you live in fear of being outside of it because they say bad things happen. Evil comes in. Evil's going to take your car. Evil's going to take your challenge. And your whole purpose of life in order to have the eternal, because everything on this earth, this is just a test and a test. And if you go through a test, that means you get your own ministry. And if you get your own ministry, that's the only way you get to heaven, as long as you have at least a dozen kids. So when you
because we all know, I remember those verses in the Bible, don't you, Robin? The thou shalt have a dozen kids, start thine own TV ministry, and completely reject any accusations that come against your children.
I just love the refrain.
First,
you know,
Jim Bob 1, verse 8.
All you got to do is suffering is great because you have to forgive, because that's part of the doctrine. If you don't forgive, then you've fallen outside the umbrella. So forgiveness of immoral acts. Because everyone, they make it sound so, everyone has immoral acts. It's not the immoral act that's bad, it's the forgiving that's not bad. If you don't forgive, then you're worse than the person doing the immoral act, because they've asked for forgiveness. All you have to do is ask for forgiveness of your sin. Mm-hmm. It's up to everyone else. In other words, they victim shame everyone around the bad perpetrator. This because, think about this. You seen any women accused of anything in this? No, because they're the tools to get into heaven. They're the ones responsible for having the 19 kids in order for you even to get into heaven. So if you don't have the 19 kids, you're the problem.
Yeah, and if you're the one holding the umbrella, you can do anything you want, pretty much, as long, you know, because there's nobody's gonna check you on it.
So
you're there to check yourself.
That's how you have a family of a couple people battling the love bombing and the umbrella of the Nutterville.
It's brainwashing at the end of the day. Totally, I mean, that's the simple totally word to answer the question. Brainwashing is what
I
it
overcomplicated
is.
I mean, it. Brainwashing.
Well, that's how the sausage works of the brainwashing is really exactly what we just talked about.
It's a never ending loop. It's a self perpetuating loop, and it's non correcting. That's where the huge fault in this is, amongst many. But when you have a perpetual loop that keeps looping back to every time you want to break out, every time you want to question it. Well, if you question it, then you're outside the umbrella, and bad things happen, and they do, because Jim Bob has the non-disclosure agreement that says you can't say anything, and if you say anything, you're stirring up the brethren, and you're outside the umbrella again.
The fun thing about non-disclosures is the fact that if it's covering up something illegal, it's not valid.
I know, and they're not reading anyway.
No, and that's the fun part. But there's like literally, there's so much with non-disclosures, and I love that it's being exposed, and I think that needs to be screamed from the mountaintops to everybody who's ever signed one that covers up illegal behavior of someone. If your non-disclosure is covering up some sort of illegal activity, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm not legal advice. Consult your own attorney. If you go and break an NDA, you can't come back at me. I'm not saying that. But seriously, go talk to an attorney about it, because it ain't as you know, rock solid as those that told you to sign it is.
Oh, and besides that, I think if you have a Duggar non-disclosure, I can't think of an attorney that's going to back it anyway. So if anyone, you family members are listening, if you have a Duggar agreement, a non-disclosure, I don't think it's worth the paper.
Well, there's a whole thing, and there's a piece I'm going to be doing here in a week or two about a camp out of Missouri called Kanakuk. Go ahead and look this shit show up. It's one of the biggest Christian camps in the country, and I'm sure there's a lot of good that comes out of it. But there's also 100 years, literally. I think they're going on their 100th year of... since like the 50s, there's been allegations coming out of this place left and right. And I got my own personal stories about this place. I'm not going to go into it on this episode, but they've been covering up shit for years and brushing under the table with NDAs. And again, I believe there's like good people truly involved in it. I think there is in a lot of things, but at the end of the day, the insane amount of accusations that have been covered up through NDAs, or those are the accusations. They claim they never had people sign NDAs, although there's like literally legislation that was passed in the state of Missouri to basically null and void these NDAs. They had to get legislation because of the camp's NDAs that the camp says they didn't make people sign. There is literally legislation that's gone into place in Missouri about it. So like, both can't be true at the same time. You can't not have NDAs. And then anyway, it's a whole, but at the end of the day, my tie in back into this, the leader of the place, which finally is retiring as of like last week, big follower of Gothard. And
clue,
so many
right?
people were roped into believing the goodness of this camp. But again, all the bad behavior hidden underneath NDAs, and people for decades have been silenced. And now there's legislation that is reversing that. But at the end of the day, the lesson here truly is also the NDA was covering up alleged illegal activity, and the NDAs don't hold water on that. At least they don't today. Maybe years ago they would have more, but they don't anymore. And there's literally legislation. Anyway, that story is coming up because it's all the little spidering offshoots of everything, and it all so many lead back to the same twisted people.
You know, I know we got a lot of we got a lot of smarter people in the chat than me in most of these things. And I know we got Bob and we got Eric, you know, our attorneys. My exposure and my work with NDAs is really, really simple. And if it's, and I'd be curious about other reasons to have an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. My understanding and my work, I worked with NDAs all the time inside the FBI with confidential human sources, with organizations, institutions. The purpose I've only worked with NDAs for is to protect proprietary information.
Mm-hmm. That's their purpose. That's what they
right.
should be for.
So why is a camp, why is the Duggars, why is anyone using an NDA? What proprietary information are you protecting?
because it's worked. That's because it's worked for some time for these people. That's why did he use them? That's why so many people
yeah.
use them. You know, it did work. It did work to cover up illegal behavior. And if you and quite oftentimes the people who are signing them are disenfranchised. They don't have money. They don't have the means. They don't have the knowledge to fight it. So if you make him sign the NDA, and even though that NDA may not stand up in court, do you have $100,000 to go fight the fuckers who made you sign it? No, and they're relying on that. That's how the control works.
So anytime you're asked to sign an NDA, here's a good question to ask yourself. Is this NDA to protect proprietary information that would do harm to the company or an organization or an individual if the information got out there financially, because that's what it's meant to protect, and not financially because of anything else, of illegal activity as one mm-hmm. thing, but you know, is it because you're being precluded to hide information that would be shameful or embarrassing? Because if you're signing something to not disclose information because it would be shameful or embarrassing if it was known, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. You know,
what a thought.
You know, so there's a lot of, so I'll give you some stuff on my career in the FBI. I was a gray line kind of agent in the way that I rode the gray line between what I should be doing and shouldn't be doing in the world of counterintelligence. I was a very aggressive operational agent, and I wanted to keep pushing the envelope of getting after these spies, recruiting these spies, doing all the righteous work, right? And we had policies, never law breaking, but policies, rules, and regulations. And so my wife would always say this to me, and my colleagues would too. If I wanted to do something, I'd be constantly scheming. It's like, how can I do this without actually asking headquarters permission? I mean, I was one of these guys of always trying to push the envelope. But here was the bottom line that I was always reined back in on, and it was this: if you want to do something that you're afraid to tell your boss of, you probably shouldn't be doing it. If you're going to do something you're afraid to disclose to your family members, wife, or people you care about in your life, and someone's asking you not to share it, you probably shouldn't be doing it. So if you're asked to sign an NDA because they don't want you sharing information that would embarrass them in front of your people that matter in life, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And yeah, they shouldn't be asking it.
1,000%. One more question here on the Duggars, and I think it's revealing, and I think it kind of leans into everything we've been talking about. If you've been, depending on how much you've been paying attention to the story, we've been covering it, but another YouTuber, Katie Joy Without a Crystal Ball, has been covering this like a daytime
soap
opera.
Yeah, I follow her too. Yeah.
like going into crazy amount of details. But she's published a lot of the jail calls that between Kendra and Joseph. And this was a part that I think, you know, if you're an empathetic person and you see someone who is a victim of coercive control and is currently, I would say, for lack of a better term, under the mind control of someone else, which I think Kendra really truly is. The question is, why does Kendra keep asking Joseph if he still loves her in the jail calls? It's not him asking her. He's not asking her. She's asking him. She's asking him if he still loves her. She's the one that's free. And in these jail calls, he's the one in prison for the child charges. And she's wanting the affirmation that he still loves her. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, this is how the mental gymnastics that are going on here. And this is how she's operating. This is how she wants the reassurance from the accused child that he loves her. I mean, what the hell? I mean, but again, you've got to kind of go from her perspective and go, she probably doesn't believe it's real, that it's true, that any of this has even happened. And if you're operating from that point, I guess you would want to know that, because you're not thinking any of this is legit. What does it read to you with somebody, with her asking him these questions, even when he's already allegedly admitted to it? The victim is sibling. I mean, it's like, Jesus, like. She's a grown-ass adult, too. So I don't want to give her too much, like, cord here, other than enough to hang herself with if that's what she chooses to do. But that's kind of where she's sitting right now of, you can jump off the cliff with it and you'll hang yourself, or you can come back to land and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and she's been given a lot of inroads to get off, right?
Yeah, pick a ramp or don't. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are going to support you outside of the umbrella of nut jobs, right?
Or destroy you if you stay in.
Yeah, no kidding, because we've been giving Kendra a lot of grace because I see her definitely as part victim in this. But same time, though, she's been love bombed and this is trauma bonding. You're seeing it firsthand here. But I... In situations like that, you know, I'm thinking of Maddie Soto.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how the mother placed Stefan Stearns, who assaulted her daughter multiple times and then murdered her. And the mother's first concern with what's Stefan going to do? What's he going to think? She was so focused on how he views her and not the daughter. And so think about this. Yes, she's been trauma bonded inside this nut job family, but she's placing how she feels and the love that she wants to get from the accused above her children's welfare. I mean, so think about that. She is asking, do you still love me? Not, hey, stay away from our kids. Hey, did you ever think of the impact on our children? I mean, all these things that should be said if this was a healthy person aren't being said because she's so indoctrinated into this broke. And I think there's a lot of broken inside of her as well in order to allow that to happen, that she's prioritizing how she feels. She needs to feel his love more than what's going on with her kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
so I'm giving some grace, but not 100%.
There's a comment here. Here it is. Kendra doesn't seem like she has any identity outside of him, unfortunately. I agree.
Absolutely.
I don't think she does.
100%.
And it's not to say that, I mean, Kendra, you're 26, 27 years old. You can develop it now. There's plenty of time. Yeah. There's plenty of time to develop that, and you should start doing it now. And it should not involve the last word Duggar in your name or your children. I mean, but that seems to be where you're at. And yeah, I don't think she has the identity. I don't know that she has the strength to do what she needs to do for the goodness of, for the best of her children, in my opinion. I hope she does. I don't know that she will. I doubt she will.
We have so many great, you know, between Siobhan and watching these other therapists dealing with Gilgo Beach, you know, Rex Shurman and all these people trying to help people break away from these toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I really hope we hear from Kendra. I don't want your love. Don't talk to our children and stay the F away from us all. because you and your entire nut job family are the destruction of all that is good in my life. That's what we should be hearing. That's when the journey is finally going to begin, because that should be the focus, is stay the hell away with your unhealthy pile of horrendous genetic coding.
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree. And I thought this was good too. I wonder how Kendra would fare in jail. Maybe it would actually do her some good. I don't completely disagree with that. Ideally, would it be wonderful if she could get her shit together and be a fit mother for her children? Yes, that would be the ideal great thing. Will that happen in a healthy way? Doubtful. Could it? Maybe. If she gets the right people around her, but she currently, in my opinion, does not. Sometimes it does take people to hit absolute rock bottom. And it's horrible that she's even in this situation, because I think so much of it is really, it's the environment to which she came out of, from her own extreme religiosity upbringing with her own family. And I don't think that that group is the most, free of extreme thinking. They are out there too, but not to this level. I just think she's lived a world of religious chaos her entire life, and this is all she knows. So good, she's not going to see
there's no rock bottom in the Duggar family. And
no, there isn't. I mean, it seems even in prison it's not rock bottom. Josh is still like, we're falsely, being persecuted.
Well,
bullshit.
Then we have our ministry, and my ministry, and asking for forgiveness and asking for redemption is my path to heaven. See, it's all good. See, there's no rock bottom.
I don't know that that Kendra would be starting a ministry behind bars. I think maybe she'll be befriended by some very tough women who may put some sense into her.
She's gonna be someone's girlfriend.
God, in a good way, like in a here's where I mean, in a,
tough
if
love
that's
way.
And if that's the way that it has to be of that she hears of the outside world, and that she has her own way of free thinking, and if that's where she has to get it behind bars, then so be it. But I don't know that that's going to happen. Unfortunately, unfortunately, the cycle may just keep going.
It's a crime against those children.
It is. I mean, it really, yeah. But again, we have so many, we don't have enough laws in this country to prevent bad parents from parenting people. It's we don't have enough good parents is the problem. And so it's like, oh, you can breathe and you're not like actively abusing them. Oh, you can have them back. That seems to be how our system tends to work. More
none
times
of these people
than
are that. Having a joy I had on Saturday, and that's a great shame. And all it took was just being a dad, being a good dad, being a good parent, being there for your kids, being supportive, not being stupid, being what they need in those moments to be their greatest cheerleader, their greatest supporter, and their greatest loving critic, to create the healthy, strong relationships in their lives so that they and you can have the best days ever.
There you go. That's more than you'll ever learn in any Gothard workbook, Jim Bob.
It's easy.
In those 15 seconds, woo! Oh my gosh. You could like be 100 times better parent. Just imagine that. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. Get Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books. Go and check that out.
It was all about that Saturday. No doubt. Loved it.
Yes. All right. Until next time, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Josh Duggar admitted what he did to four of his sisters when they were children. He said it publicly. He was caught being unfaithful online. He admitted to that, too. He was convicted in federal court of possessing material so disturbing that the Homeland Security agent testified under oath it was among the five worst cases he had ever examined in his career. Material involving a toddler Every major chapter of this man's documented history involves the harm of other people. Everyone! And according to emails obtained by People magazine, his wife, Anna Duggar, who sat through every day of that trial, who heard that testimony, who knows what he did to his own sisters, who had every opportunity in the world to say, you know what? I'm out. This ain't for me. This ain't how I want to raise your kid, my kids. This is something, if you were to get this information from authorities about your significant other, I mean, just damning information, pattern of behavior. This isn't like a one-off or really up for debate or question. It is what it is. He's been convicted. Well, she's sending him private photos of herself from a monitored jail system the same month that he was sentenced. Huh. He requested them. She sent them. He asked for more. She engaged, allegedly. Nothing like some of the NSFW photos to your monster of a husband. According to People, Josh Duggar was sending Anna private messages from the Washington County Detention Center while awaiting sentencing. He told her he missed watching her try on clothes, told her to buy herself something low cut, asked her to send him personal photos, wrote, send pics ASAP as requested, implied, inferred, or otherwise stated. Use shorthand references to her body. Anna sent at least one photo, allegedly. Josh acknowledged receiving it and wanted more. Days before, a federal judge was going to tell him how many years he'd spend in prison for what was found on that computer. He was writing to his wife about having some fun and taking things up a notch and calling her his dream girl. Because that's what narcissistic monsters do. They have to make sure that they keep the people in their fold tight, feeling good about themselves. And if they're not the brightest, in my opinion, they comply. And really, in my opinion, anybody who's going to be a partner of any of the Duggar boys, you can't be the brightest of the bunch. Now, can you? I don't know any intelligent, independent, well thought out woman who would look at any of them and go, ooh, he's a catch. Can you? I mean, this is not a woman in denial about her husband. Denial is forwarding a victimless crime email, which she did, too, allegedly. And we'll get into that in a minute. Forwarding an email from a friend who called Josh's crimes a victimless crime. It's an interesting way of looking at it. Denial is posting, there's more to the story on social media. Also, yep, check that box. What Anna Duggar did in those jail communications, it goes past denial. She has seen the full scope of what the man's behavior has done to children, his sisters, the children depicted in the material on his computer, a toddler. And she decided, nah, that doesn't change what she's willing to do for him. She's actively choosing to participate in the personal life of a man whose documented history is a trail of people who were hurt, putting it nicely. I'd love to put it far more bluntly, but I'd rather this message actually make it to YouTube and you hear it and it not get throttled because it says icky words. So we have someone who's not passively standing by him in a courtroom, participating, sending photos on request, on the same monitor channels. She later told Joseph Duggar, were recorded and turned over to prosecutors. She knew how these systems work. She played them for Josh. And then she turned around and played them for Joseph, too. Joseph, look out. They're coming to get us. Wah! They're coming to take you away. Ha ha. They're coming to take you away. They are. Joseph Duggar faces felony charges. That's the brother, one of the brothers of Josh. Somewhat similar, somewhat not. Some might say worse. It's all horrible. It's all horrible. He's facing the charges in Florida for his alleged conduct involving a child. He's, of course, presumed innocent unless proven otherwise in a court of law. He also faces charges in Arkansas, where he and his wife Kendra have both entered not guilty pleas. According to jail records obtained by E! News, Anna Duggar emailed Joseph in jail within days of his arrest. She put money on his books. She asked him if they were keeping him in solitary or letting him into a pod, and told him Joshua's experience there at Washington County was fairly safe. She told him to request a visit from the jail chaplain to get more books. And she warned him, just remember, don't talk about anything legal unless you're with an attorney. Everything said in those messages, those phone calls and video chats are recorded and turned over to prosecutors. Her final message about Kendra was five words. She loves you so much. Is that what that is? Is that love? Or is she... She's so enmeshed in your brainwashing family, and she's so coercively controlled and tied to you that she has no idea there's an outside world. That, to me, is, I think, a little more of an accurate statement than she loves you so much. But when you minimize everything down to simple speak like that, you kind of you miss the big context of what life is really full of. The same woman who was sending private photos to a convicted man through a monitored jail system is now coaching the next accused brother through that same system. She knows which pod is safer. She knows how commissary works. She knows what gets recorded, what prosecutors can pull. And her closing message to Joseph wasn't about truth or accountability or the child at the center of the allegations. It was reassurance that his wife is still loyal, that his wife will hold, even though he's done alleged despicable things to her own family member. And now, apparently, doesn't have contact with her own family. She chose the predator over the victim, who happens to share the exact same DNA as herself. Anna Duggar didn't stop at the photos and the jail recordings in 2022, according to emails also obtained by People magazine. She forwarded Josh a message from a friend. A friend called the justice system a failure, questioned why Josh should be locked up at all, and wrote, and Anna forwarded. She passed this along to a man convicted of possessing that material. What purpose does it serve to put a citizen away for that long, especially for a crime that was actually victimless? The friend called his sentence absolutely crazy and said society needs a business owner, a father, a husband, a taxpayer, more than it needs more prisoners. What an interesting way to look at the world. It's victimless. Yes, the toddler who's photos were taken in the way that they were and then were somehow landed on his computer, on Joshy's computer that he cordoned the hard drive off on because he was already being monitored by people because they had a problem with his searching history. Finds a way around that. We all know what he had on his computer there. But, you know, the circle of flying monkeys that the Duggars surround themselves with. The bad ones. They're telling you things like, that's a victimless crime. Yeah, it's a victimless. No, it's exactly the opposite of it. It's a horrific crime perpetrated on the most vulnerable human beings on this planet. And if you're thinking it's a victimless crime, I don't know. There's not a lot of hope for you. I'm sorry. There just isn't. I'm sorry you're currently sharing our atmosphere. and afford it without any sort of correction. She also independently told Josh she expected his sentence to be reduced to 106 months, victimless. Federal agents sat on a witness stand and described what was on Josh Duggar's computer as among the five worst things he had examined in his career. Material depicting nothing that was victimless. The woman who sent that man private photos of herself also forwarded a message calling what he did victimless. She didn't push back on it. She passed it along like a get well card. Because by 2022, that's where Anna Duggar was. Not overnight. Nobody gets there overnight. You get there in inches. One rationalization at a time. One forwarded email at a time. One photo sent through a jail system time. Because the alternative is admitting what your husband is. And if you admit that, well, everything falls apart. Anna, you need to admit what he is. Everyone needs to admit what he is. Your kids will probably do it for you at some point when they never speak to you again for the rest of your life. Hopefully. After the jury came back guilty, Anna posted a single sentence on social media. There is more to the story. Linked to Josh's motion for a new trial. Turned off comments. Don't want that. Before the trial, insiders had told the Sun she blamed Jim Bob, Michelle, and President Biden for the arrest. Because, of course, Biden is something. Not the man who built the encrypted partition on his hard drive. Not the man who used the dark web. Anybody but Josh. Never publicly accepting the verdict. And this is a part that should really terrify anyone who cares about Kendra Duggar. Anna sees the whole machine. In leaked emails reported by multiple outlets, Anna wrote to Josh that he was striving so much to please your dad and called it a dead-end road, told him to let go of being a Duggar and whatever that means in your mind, told him the voices of his father, his brothers-in-law, and his siblings have been primarily negative since you were 10 years old. 10 years old. She looked at the Duggar family and described its dysfunction like she was drawing a blueprint. Name Jim Bob's control, name the toxicity, put it in writing. But she said all of this to Josh, the one person locked in a cell who can't repeat it, can't act on it, can't make it cost her anything. It's not really honesty. That's venting in one direction. That's consequence-free. In every direction that actually carries consequences publicly, financially, operationally, Anna then performed perfectly for the same system. It's rather contradictory where if these emails are true, these messages where she's saying, you know, your family essentially is effed and it's time to break away, still functions pretty well within that ecosystem. So which is it? Are we playing a performance here for Josh and then appreciating the daycare center that is the, like, what, how do you have it both ways? Or is this an evolution of thinking? I don't know. She forwarded the victimless email. She maintained Josh's innocence. She sent him private photos from a monitored system. She emailed Joseph with money and operational advice. She told Joseph that Kendra still loves him. Anna Duggar is not a woman trapped inside a machine she doesn't understand. She's a woman who understands every gear in the machine and has decided with full clarity, apparently, that working inside it beats what happened to the people who leave. There's almost like that spark in there, that email of like seeing the reality of the machine that they're in and calling it out, but still continuing to be 1,000% enmeshed in it for convenience. I don't know. I mean, that's when the well-being of your children is being compromised for convenience, that's not good parenting. But no one's ever really accused any of the Duggars of good parenting. She watched Jill get cut off from the family. She's watching the Caldwells lose their home and their income right now. She sees what dissent costs because his family makes the cost visible on purpose. It's not a woman who can't find the exit. That's a woman who looked at the exit, looked at the price tag, and walked back to her seat, in my opinion. And that also makes her more dangerous than Kendra, or to Kendra, than any true believer would be. A true believer can be shaken when the evidence gets bad enough. Anna Duggar already has all the evidence. She's seen the conviction, the material, the testimony, the sisters, the photos she sent through a monitored system. She stayed anyway. If Kendra is looking to Anna for guidance on how to get through this, she's learning from someone who has already processed every ugly fact in the family's history and decided that none of it is really worth losing their position over. The lesson being passed down isn't denial. It isn't faith. It's math. The convenience of staying is better than going out into the world and handling it on my own and escaping this ecosystem that's created that. It's a very poor choice, in my opinion, a calculated one that there's children involved. When you have children involved in a system that has active predators in it, you get the kids out if you're a responsible parent. If you're not, and if you're doing things more out of a convenience, then I'm sorry, that's very irresponsible parenting, in my opinion. Is it criminal? I guess it all depends who those kids have been around, who's been invited into that house, who's been exposed to these kids, and why, and should they have been? Because the story does go a bit deeper, too. And we're continuing to monitor that part, the folks that have been coming in and out of the ecosystem, if you will. Questionable, to say the least. Trying to dive deeper into that line of reporting without a crystal ball has some very interesting, revelations that have been dug up. And an ecosystem that doesn't seem to ever shy away from predatory behavior or predators. In fact, it invites them in. Come on in. Let's mentor you. My question is why? What's the obsession here with some members of this family mentoring predatory men? What's that all about? Why are there so many connected to the patriarch of this family? Is it because he's ministering to them and he's saving their souls and he's the bright light and he's the savior figure that's helping them find the way? I'm sure that's how it would be pitched. And look, if you're going to be that figure to people who are, I don't want to say down and out. I mean, these is not down and out. These are people that the Bible talks about, you know, put a millstone around their neck and drop them in the sea. The Bible's pretty clear about let's just drown them and call it a day. It's not, you shall create a compound in Arkansas and surround yourself with predators and preach to them. There's nothing in there about that. That's kind of made up. It's pretty clear. Millstone, sea. Bye-bye. So what that's all about, I don't know. But I guess my point being is if you're an adult and you want to minister to people, if that's your thing, you know, have at it. But you can't just bring any Tom, Dick, and Harry predatory human being into your home around children because you're holding a cross. or because you have faith. Like, there's a reason these people have been charged with horrible things and have faced sentences and have faced consequences. It's not good math to take that risk. It's ignorant, it's dangerous, and is potentially criminal, in my opinion. We're watching that angle. But again, like I said, go check out Katie Joy's reporting over Without a Crystal Ball if you want to get into the deep soap opera end of this story. One sentence from Josh Duggar's prison text to his mother, Michelle, tells you everything about how this family handles accountability. In messages obtained by People magazine, Josh wrote, "Consider your role and change so that other children are not in the same situations later." Someone inside this family put that in writing and sent it to the matriarch. Michelle's response, according to People, she didn't address it. Told him she loved him. Forwarded messages of support from other people. That's the entire pattern. So, Josh from prison seems to recognize there's a level of being effed up and a level that was created through his upbringing. Now, how much he's leaning on that as the excuse for his decision-making processes, I think that's, he's, you know, accountability is not a thing for him. Just like it's not for many other people in this group. It's like it's not a function of their brain. Everybody just, it's like tennis. They just keep hitting it back and forth. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Not my fault. Not my fault. Meanwhile, people are just getting hit in the head with balls. It's like, phew, phew. That's a pattern. Someone raises accountability concerns. The family responds with love and deflection. It happened with the 2015 revelations. It happened with Josh's conviction. It is happening with Joseph's arrest right now. The mechanism does not update because the people running it never do. Then Josh's attorney released statements about Joseph's arrest, told the Daily Mail that Josh understands the stigma of being accused and lives with the painful reality of how false accusations can destroy a life. Yeah, false accusations. Said the media makes the pain of the criminal justice process exponentially worse. So a man convicted of what was found on his hard drive sitting in federal prison, and his response to his brother's arrest is to call the charges false and blame the cameras. Yeah. Not about the child, not about the alleged victim. The men, they're the ones that are suffering. The system is unfair. The media, we're the enemy because we're telling you about these people. The children, they're not part of the equation. So now look at Kendra Duggar. She married Joseph at 19. She has four kids. Her husband faces felony charges in one state and misdemeanor charges in another. And according to an insider who spoke to Us Weekly, she has totally sided with the Duggars over her own parents. Her own parents, Paul and Christina Caldwell. The people who raised her went public on Instagram and called their son-in-law's alleged conduct devastating. They said they would stand by the alleged victim both in support and prayer and forever will. Those people lost their home. Paul Caldwell wrote on his GoFundMe page that his family lost housing and employment because of their stance on protecting the vulnerable. Guess who took it away? Over $34,000 was raised just to keep a roof over their heads, and the Caldwell family posted a new family photo. Everybody's in it, every child, every grandchild, except Kendra. First time they've taken a family photo without her. And his last email to Joseph, according to records obtained by Parade, she loves you so much. Not tell the truth, not think about the child, not get yourself a lawyer who isn't paid for by your father. She loves you so much. That's what Anna Duggar, the woman who sent private photos, not safe for work photos, to a convicted man through a monitored jail system who forwarded a message calling his crime victimless, who privately described every gear in the Duggar machine and kept it running anyway, transmitted from one Duggar marriage to the next, allegedly. Not accountability, not concern for children, confirmation that the wife will hold. People are going to disagree about Kendra. She was 19 when she walked into it. All of this. Nobody at 19 understands what they're signing up for when they marry into a family like the Duggars. She's 27 now with four kids and no independent thought or life outside the Duggar infrastructure, in my opinion. I think both of these things can be true at the same time. She is inside something that she didn't build and that she's making choices every single day about who she stands with. What these emails and these texts and these jail calls and these forwarded messages and private photos in the GoFundMe and the family photo with the empty space where Kendra used to be. What they stand to prove is that this family has a playbook. A man gets accused. The wife gets absorbed. The family that speaks up loses everything. The woman who stays gets taken care of. That's the trade-off. The woman who pushes back gets erased. The next generation watches it happen and does the math on which side they want to be standing on. Do you want all the infrastructure? Or are you going to go to the cold, cruel, scary world? That's actually a lot nicer and better and not a cult. Anna did the math. In my opinion, she did it wrong. But she did the math. And the math, the way it worked out for her, was stay. She sent private photos to a man whose documented history is a trail of people who were hurt, traumatized for the rest of their lives. And she's like, let me take it off for you, allegedly, according to these emails. My God. Your sisters, the children. If this is all true, my God. Really? You're standing by your man to like... But if you don't believe that what he did is true, none of that would register to you as being wrong or weird. Your husband is a martyr. He's in jail. He's being persecuted by the enemy. And if you tell yourself that shit, I guess it's pretty easy to, I guess, show a little cleavage to him. Well, every woman who's watching this slowly throws up a little bit in their mouth thinking about it. Because it's monstrous. It's sick. It's disgusting. It's disturbing. It's beyond ignorant. It's enabling a predator. Yeah, just like they wrote about in the Bible, thou shalt stand by the man and enable predatory behavior with nudes. And I don't know if that went that far, but my God. You just, the capabilities of people and what their minds will tell them is a good idea is, I don't know. Should I be surprised? Is anyone surprised at this point? Are you surprised? I'm not. I'm disturbed, but I'm not surprised. If all this is true, obviously. Allegations, allegedly. She forwarded the victimless email. She described every broken gear inside the Duggar machine to one person who couldn't really do anything about it. And she kept the machine running in every direction that mattered. Didn't get out. Coached the next accused brother through booking from memory, told Joseph that his wife still loves him, looked at the exit, looked at the price, walked back to her seat. Kendra's parents looked at the same exit and walked through it. They told the truth. They lost their home, their income, and their daughter. Those are the two doors. And unless somebody reaches Kendra Caldwell Duggar before the walls close in all the way, which they may already have, She's going to walk through the same one Anna did. Not because she's weak, not because she doesn't love her children, because the system she married into at 19 was built on purpose across generations to make damn sure that there was only one door she could ever find. She's an adult. She can make her choices on her own journey. Be complicit. Be enabling. Keep feeding the monster. Or protect your kids. I don't know. To me, it's not a hard choice. But I guess it takes a real special brain to be able to see it the other way. And what's kind of occurring to me is it feels like the machinery of the Duggars doesn't view children as humans. It doesn't seem to do that. I mean, just look how they were raised. You had older kids raising younger kids because there's no way you can keep up with that many children logistically. And these victims, they're not considered. They're just, oh, your brother did this to you. Oh, forgive him. Let's just, no, no. Did this to this family member? Did this to this person over here? Oh, they want to tell on you? They want you to be criminally responsible for this? Well, let's get rid of those people. It's like if you're not a certain age, I mean, I don't know. Is it just kids or is it just anybody other than each individual? Is it really so much a narcissistic hive where every single busy bee is 1,000% out for themselves and on their fur there's a crucifix? See, they're well-meaning. There's a cross. I don't know. I mean, it's such bizarre dynamics. Such unhealthy, bizarre dynamics, in my opinion. Again, all this is my opinion, allegedly, all of that. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. You know, I don't want to reduce it to the words of a soap opera. But I mean, it is a soap opera. But there's so many, there's real people being harmed here. Real people being harmed here. And many, I don't think we're going to know their full stories until they grow up and become adults. Just like we didn't know of the 19 kids until most of them have grown up and become adults. And a handful have had the bravery to stand up and speak out and say, you know what? This is not really what it seems. If you're in one of those situations and the dynamics of your life, be one of those people, the ones that speak up for what's right. Don't be the Anna. Don't be the Kendra. Don't be the Jim Bob. Don't be the Michelle. Don't be the Joseph. Don't be the Josh. Be the Jill. Be the Amy. Be the ones that stand up for what's right and do what's right. Again, give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.